so mighty.
Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-128
gig iPhone 6S and getting iPhone 6S of equal lesser value free when you add a second line. Plus, try us out for 30 days. If you are not satisfied, return your phone. We'll refund your money.
Hello.
Better than that. So visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/halfprice, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount subject to $30 activation fee. Credit and valid for it and must choose from porting carrier rates. Applies to Verizon 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. ATP mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2, 5, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mo Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier features that plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming. Data carryover. Their carriers plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. 31.5 a month. 4 gigabytes or 35.42 for 128 gigabytes for 24-month installment. Second phone free after monthly credit. Early termination results and remaining balance due. Fastest based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
The words of Ricardo Anaya. He said that this year they achieved the greatest triumph in the governor elections in the entire history of the pond. Thanks to all who believe in the strength of national and science. Today, they have a great commitment. They won't fail you. The pond is back and ready to build the Mexico of tomorrow. Together, they'll show it can be done. Ricardo Anaya, National President of the pond.
Do you take access to a computer for granted? Many San Diego households don't have a working computer. Help a San Diego kid learn by donating your old computers and all of your unwanted electronics to Computers to San Diego Kids. C2SDK refurbishes computers and gets them to families with the most need. They also reuse or recycle unwanted electronics to aid in refurbishing efforts. Cash donations are tax deductible. For more information, log on to C2SDK.org. That's C2SDK.org.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion. Delivered by conflicting media reports, we connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Jeff Ball, Friendly Hills Bank, is with us. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Ron. Great to be back with you again.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. I guess my boys here are a little quiet today. Maybe we'll try and see if we can wake them up and see where
quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There they are. Yeah, they took them to take a nap, long weekend. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. If you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990. Celebration time today. It is National Hot Fudge Sunday Day today.
Damn!
Yeah, I'm ready. I can always go for a hot fudge sundae. Of course, you know, any type of sundae works for me. Amazing stuff. We got a great broadcast we're going to chat today. It's a very interesting topic. We're going to talk about financial education. I've shared with you my personal opinions, financial education. We didn't plan this, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway, just because I can. And sometimes I do not speak completely in a politically correct manner, but actually, maybe I don't ever speak in a politically correct manner. That's just the way it is.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, some people do get surprised when I say that. But let's think about this. Obviously, if you've followed the news at all, you've seen the horrific event in Florida once again. Another nightclub shooting. As of the time we went on, started broadcasting, there were two people confirmed dead, several others in the hospital, some in critical or grave condition. But this is a nightclub shooting, and it was at I think it was like 1 in the morning, 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm just going to say this flat out. It was for young people, 13 to 17-year-olds. Now, I don't have any teenagers left in my household. They're older. But, you know, even at this age, when my kids stay in my house, we have something called a curfew. And my oldest is 27 years old. And I don't care. My house, my rules. I am not politically correct, and there is no democracy. 1:30, you're in or don't come in. Find someplace else to stay because, number one, I want to sleep. And number two, nothing good happens on the road after midnight. I have several friends that are police officers, and a huge percentage, and it doesn't necessarily need to be my kids. My kids might be good. They are good kids. But think about this concept. I don't get it. Why are the kids, 13 to 17-year-olds, in a nightclub at 1 o'clock in the morning? To me, that is lunacy. Now, there's no good reason for a shooting. Nobody deserves to get shot. But the other side of it is, it's the other people. When I talk about my kids being on the road after 1:30, you know, if they're out of the house, if they don't live at home, they make their own rules. But there's a lot of loons out there. There's a lot of people that are drunks out there. There's nothing good happening at that time. Where are the parents? 13-year-olds in a nightclub at 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't get it. It's, you know, maybe I'm all wet, but, you know, think about that with your kids, too. I just share that with you. I know that your kids are good kids just like my kids, but we don't know everybody else that's out there. And unfortunately, there is maybe 1 or 2% of the population, maybe not even that high a percentage of the population that are not as good. Maybe they don't have the same values. And do you really want your kids put in that position to even be there for any reason? I don't want to have to worry. Just a little bit of my thoughts right there. Share yours, Ron at Ron Siegel Radio. Or you can go right on the Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. You can tweet me with your thoughts. You know, I'd be interested to see what you have to say, what your opinions are of that. And like I say, it has nothing to do with the kids being good kids in a good environment. It's the others that are out there with kids at home. Don't really need to worry as much, to me, as far as I see it, or I hope you don't. moving right along. I got the Democrat National Convention starting today. I'm sure we're going to see some good. Wait a second. The news started yesterday. It's hard to believe. I mean, they didn't even announce the fact that Al Gore wasn't going to be there. Yeah, he's, other than a Clinton, I think that's the last person that might have served it. Well, we'll see. Al Gore is not going to show up. Apparently, there is no friendship between him and the Clintons. But there is a significant friendship. Apparently, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, Bernie's been saying this right along. For those of you that are Bernie supporters, he's been saying the system is rigged. Well, apparently the emails emails back in the news again. I can't believe that we've got emails back in the news. But what is Bernie saying?
Let me say something that may not be great politics, but I think the secretary is right. And that is that the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're probably tired of hearing about the emails, but I guess we're going to talk about it a little more now that WikiLeaks has leaked about 20,000 Democrat National Committee emails, some of which showing that apparently Bernie was right, the system was rigged. That's some pretty interesting commentary within those emails talking about Bernie Sanders' religion. I mean, what does that all fit in? And now Debbie Wasserman Schultz has stepped down as the chairman, but in true Clinton fashion, I'm in the middle of reading my second book, listening to my second book on the Clintons. And it's amazing. I listened to Crisis of Character just recently. Pretty interesting book talking about the Clintons. If you have not read Crisis of Character, it's from a Secret Service agent that has firsthand knowledge of Bush 41, the Clintons, and he was actually forced to testify against for the government by the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. So think about that one. Then I'm listening right now to Clinton Cash. And I know nobody wants to believe Peter Schweizer has anything to say, but when he was bashing Democrats and Republicans, both parties against him, in his prior two books, now that it's an expose on Clinton's, well, now he has nothing that's of value in that. But Debbie Wasserman Schultz coming out as the leader of the Democrat National Committee and some of the things that they were doing. Now, we knew that when we saw the timing schedule for the debates, right? New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, Sunday nights, times when nobody was going to listen. That's when they scheduled them. That's Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Forced to step down, but now more than being forced to step down, she's going to work for Hillary Clinton. Does that surprise anybody? If you've read these two books about the Clintons, you will not be
surprised. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, you won't be surprised at all. And it's kind of fun watching politics. And it doesn't matter whether it's Democrat or Republican, but politics in general. Now, we've seen what's going on with these hacked emails. And as opposed to saying that there's anything wrong with the content of the emails, they're blaming it on the Russians, spinning it there. And why are the Russians in favor of Donald Trump? Why is this coming out? You know, so that's the latest spin. And if you listen to the book or read the book, Clinton Cash, Clintons have got a lot, especially Hillary Clinton, done a lot with the Russians. Just saying, you might want to watch that. Michael Bloomberg, the nanny in New York, he's coming out in favor of or endorsing Hillary Clinton. And now we're also seeing the latest, and this is an interesting one. I've had some debates about this. Ivanka Trump's dress. Now, we talked about this last week, $138 dress that she wore, and it's part of her collection. And her clothing line is made in China and Vietnam. And I shared with you last week, and I've been sharing this debate on social media, I really don't care where she makes the clothing because I understand that she's in business. And her business is do the best she can for her company. Now, if she changes and makes that clothing at an overpriced facility here in America, what happens? Does that mean more jobs in America? No, I don't think so. What that means is salespeople are going to be out of work. That means that administrative people in America will be out of work. Transportation workers will be out of work. So, yeah, make that product where it's best suited bring it here and put those salespeople to work, put the retail merchants to work. There is benefits all along, but if we can get American workers in the manufacturing side to be more competitive, I'm game for that as well. We're going to talk more about it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, financial education. We're going to be talking about it this morning. Brexit 1 month later, average mortgage rates ticking up again this week. Cash value life insurance, a financial safe haven. We'll talk about that as well each and any time. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
You earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Financial with local national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. Mortgages, mortgage rates. I've shared this with you. I share this with you every Thursday morning because that's when the rates come out. It's actually the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey. And they survey a bunch of banks Monday through Wednesday. They release their findings on Thursday morning. 3 weeks in a row, we're seeing interest rates tick up all the way from 3.41 to 3.45. Unbelievable, 30-year fixed rate. That's the Freddie Mac numbers. So even though we're near historic lows, they are still great numbers. I will share with you that I believe interest rates are going to drop further from where they are right now. A lot of reasons for it. Things are not looking good for Draghi and his friends. Disinflationary pressures on the rise, EMU, GDP, malaise, investment outflows in China. Australia is feeling the pinch. Treasuries, I think, are going to go up, which means the yields go down. Remember, we've got that 1.76 spread between what the 30-year fixed rate loan usually is and the U.S. 10-year Treasury. So that's why I believe we still will see the mortgage rates dropping on that 30-year fixed rate. But that doesn't mean you should be sitting on your hands. Get ready right now, because rates always, one of the few things I'll say about interest rates, they always go up quicker than they go down. Just saying, be aware. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. And we're going to chat this morning about what you need to know. Maybe you need to know this, but our next generation really needs to know this information. In a chat this morning, Jeff Ball is with us, Friendly Hills Bank. And welcome, Jeff.
Good morning, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. And frequently, Jeff and I chat about what's going on in small business and community banking. We're going to take it to the prior level. Before you ever get to a community bank, we all start out at some point in our life as kids, just kind of the way it works. And Jeff's got a new mission right now, and it's getting financial education to kids K through eighth grade. And it's going to start with one school, right, Jeff?
Yeah, we're focused on, it's a charter school in Huntington Beach that I've been involved in. I'm one of the founding board members, and we're basically a group of parents that are looking for a financial alternative for our children. And so we are getting a charter school open, and it'll be our first day of class is September 1st, and it's located in Huntington Beach.
Now, tell me what you did, because you had mentioned about having financial education as part of the core curriculum. What does that mean?
Well, we think it's extremely important for all children to have the opportunity to get a background in financial education. Financial literacy is a big challenge that we see throughout the country. And as we look at some of the different statistics involving millennials in particular, we're finding that financial education is something that has just not been provided in traditional public schools, in many private schools, frankly, as they get more focused towards test results and different types of core curriculum, financial literacy tends to go to the wayside, just like music and PE and all those other things. So with this charter school, we have an opportunity to put a renewed focus on financial literacy, and we are going to be doing that through the well-developed programs of junior achievement.
Interesting. You know, it's something, and again, not from a political standpoint, but I think it was during the Bush administration, we got into the No Child Left Behind. And what ended up happening is a lot of schools started teaching to a test. They wanted, all they cared about was the school's rating, because they needed to make sure the kids passed the test as opposed to the test, you know, just checking to make sure that the kids had a basic education.
Right. And what we have found over the years, and I guess it's been emphasized more as a result of some of these federal standards and the focus on testing, we find that children learn more, retain more, and get more excited about their education when they're able to learn in an environment that gives them real examples. And so what we're doing with this school is we're focusing on, you've probably heard the term of STEM or STEAM education, and it's science, technology, math, engineering. We also add the arts in there. But we're doing it in the form of project-based learning. And it's in order to give the children an opportunity to really work with a true example that allows them to not only learn these core skills, but to see how they're applied in everyday scenarios. And our financial literacy program will also do that. It's classroom-based education, but it's using real-life examples, hands-on type examples that the children can work with to help grasp these concepts and make it a lot more easier. When you teach to the test, it doesn't develop as much interest and passion for the children as when you're allowing them to do something so they can see how a math problem can be directly correlated to something that they actually see in their environment.
Well, that's one of the big issues. I mean, how many times have we all said when we went to school that we learned X and the only reason we never learned it is because we had to take a test on it. We're never going to use it again in our life. We really don't understand what the application is because that part of the we never connected those dots for the young people.
Well, if that's what you felt just a few years ago as a child, Ron,
right.
You can imagine how the kids today feel under these new types of standards that are being implemented. So we are going to be at a public school and we are subject to Common Core, but we're able to do it in a more innovative way. And that's part of the beauty of the charter school world, being small and flexible, just like in business. My small bank is able to compete against larger banks by doing things a little different. The majority of people will still be at large banks for what they have to offer, and that's fine. But for those who like the things that we do, there's tremendous value in that model. And I see the same thing here in the charter school. In Huntington Beach, we have two fabulous school districts. They do a great job. But we're offering parents in that community something a little different. And by being small, we can be more flexible to be able to implement some of these things I'm talking about.
Well, you know, it's interesting that the correlation you have there for the banking system as well as far as the schools, because I've shared many, many times with people that I've spoken to. I used to be a vendor for Walmart. And I also sold a lot to small businesses. And you tell them, don't try and compete head on with their strength because you can't win.
Right.
But they can't compete with your flexibility and with your personal touch at the bank. There's a little school in New England area that kind of uses the same philosophy in higher education. I think Harvard, basically, their teaching method is to deal with a project. Everybody works on their focus of the project. It's just might be a little bit more challenging than what you're teaching the kindergartners, but it's the same concept, right?
Right. No, it's a similar type of concept. And the big thing is helping these children develop a passion for learning, because that way they are going to come out of that more inspired and more prepared to succeed in a global economy. The world does not work on a test. The world works on evolving situations to have to react to. And so the better we can prepare our young people to do that, including with the use of technology, then the more better prepared they're going to be to have a successful life.
It's very interesting. I love the idea of having an option, right? Because the charter schools, explain how do you get into a charter school, or do you have to be to accept everybody, or how does that whole process work?
So as a charter school, we're not able to select our students. That's not our prerogative anyhow. We are truly a public school. Any student in the state of California is eligible to come to our charter school. Obviously, we'll focus more on the kids that are in our immediate area. But in order to come to our school, you don't have to have any type of release from your existing school district. We have a pre-enrollment form that is available on our website, which is kineticacademy.org. And from that website, you can get to a pre-enrollment form, and then there's the opportunity to enroll your child. This first year, we will be offering kindergarten through fifth grade, and we also will be having a transitional kindergarten class that's available as well. And all that information is on our website. But to answer your question, there's nothing that they need to do in order to get a release from the existing district. Any child is eligible, and once we're full, we're full. And hopefully we'll have opportunities to grow the school in the future years.
What we want to chat about is if everybody's eligible, you got to limit them somehow. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Brexit 1 month later, the impact on mortgage rates and cash value life insurance. Why would you want to get a life insurance policy that has the highest possible premium and lowest death benefit? We'll talk about that when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay will be available on the website and YouTube, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
UDirect IRA Services has helped thousands of Americans invest their IRA outside of the stock market, into real estate, land, private notes, and more, to improve their financial future. UDirect IRA is a third-party administrator providing complete and accurate information on self-directed IRAs so you can make the most of your retirement funds. Educating individual investors and professionals is the cornerstone of UDirect IRA. We have events right here in Southern California geared towards self-directed investing. We also offer webinars, so no matter where you are, you can learn to earn. Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452. 37%
of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSRCMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSRCMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions that provide tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. My message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. Yes, text ATP to 79564, ATP. To 79564. Complete the survey. It doesn't take very long. And you will be introduced to the board of directors for your household. That would include real estate professionals, mortgage professionals. Maybe you need a reverse mortgage professional, tax planners, CPA, financial planners, attorneys. There might be, you might need an estate planning attorney, child attorney, family attorneys, bankruptcy, all these different folks, they're part of that program, and it's absolutely free to you. You don't have to use anybody that we recommend or we refer you to, but at least you'll have an opportunity. All of them will provide you a free consultation so that way you can make a decision. Can't make an educated decision if you're uneducated. Just my personal opinion. Cash value life insurance, best financial safe haven. Recent article in the Wall Street Journal talking about this concept. And I've shared this with you before many, many times. Think about this. Whatever you do in life, whatever your career is, whatever your vocation is, do you think that somebody like me could do it as well as you do it part-time? Now, if I tried to be a plumber and I'm only doing plumbing, and I don't even know what end of a screwdriver to use, but if I tried to do that part-time, do you think I could do it as well as a professional plumber or an electrician. I don't have any hair, so I can't get it to stand up on end. But think about these things. Same thing goes with finance. So if you're trying to manage 401k of stocks and bonds, the likelihood is you're not going to do as well as somebody that does that 12, 14, 16 hours a day. You're trying to maintain a diversified portfolio, yet the professionals only handle 8 to 10 stocks or 8 to 10 companies. Now, on the other hand, insurance companies, have you ever noticed there's three major owners of every major building in the biggest cities of America? Three major owners. Who do you think owns the biggest buildings of every city? Well, federal government, if you said that, that's one of them. That's correct. Catholic Church would be correct if you said that. And insurance companies. And that's not the name of the sign on the building. It's the name of who owns the building. Now, if you can buy life insurance, high premium. The reason you say high premium is you want the cash value. So you want a low death benefit, high premium. Let the company's investment team work for you. And I've seen some of these programs where you can get an 8% return on a historical basis. What is it going to be going forward? I don't know. I don't guarantee the rates of return or anything like that. What I can do, though, is I can look backwards. And an 8% return through an insurance company, to me, that makes sense. If you want to meet the – again, I don't sell it. If you want to meet the people that have more knowledge on this than I do, let me know, 800-306-1990. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564. Continuing our conversation, financial education in the K to 8 program, a charter school. Talking about charter schools with Jeff Ball today, Friendly Hills Bank. So, Jeff, during the break, we were chatting a little bit. You know, and I my two oldest kids went to a charter school in Anaheim, and I'm a big proponent of it. I think a lot of the benefits, charter schools to me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, they kind of merge the best of public education and the best of private education, where you're getting, I think, more parent involvement, more community involvement, and more curriculum flexibility.
Well, we definitely tend to see that a lot more with charter schools and private schools. And I guess, you know, my theory on that is, if you think about it, a parent who is going to seek out the opportunity of a private school or a charter school as an alternative is most likely the parent's already involved in their child's education. And so as a result, you do end up with a lot more parental involvement. But the core thing for us, Ron, is really to help develop these kids for a future in a global economy. And you made a comment earlier when you were talking about life insurance. You said you can't make an educated decision if you are not educated. We want to educate these kids from the ground up so that they have a sound understanding of economics and business concepts. So as they have these types of decisions that they approach in their life, they at least have some basis of understanding with which they can work from. And that's what we're seeking to achieve.
So here's a question I would pose to you. One of the things that's kind of troubles me a little bit in certain environments, and one of the things that's troubled me even when I looked at the education model for Harvard. Okay, you get a charter school, and you had made a comment earlier that it's going to be a project-based learning experience, which to me, project-based means that there's going to be multiple children working together. And if one or two children are not pulling their weight, does that pull the whole team down? And then how is that going to affect the kids as they go to try and get into high schools and colleges and things like that?
So here's the beauty of the charter school and what we're able to do by being independent. First of all, we limit our class size. The largest class size we're going to have is 25 kids. So when you talk to a teacher, having 25 kids in a classroom is obviously much more manageable than when you have a situation where there's 30, 35. The other thing that we're able to do by having that focus is we can really develop these relationships with these kids so that they can have collaborative learning. And then they also have the individual studying as well. And under our model, it allows the teachers to develop the framework that they feel works best in adopting our curriculum for that classroom of children that they're working with. What you just described happens in the real world. It's important for our kids to get an understanding of how they need to work together, as well as being able to have their own individual skills they develop. And if we can start doing that in early years, then they'll be much better learners and much more productive in their later life. And by having this smaller class size with this independent ability to maintain that focus, that's what we can do. That's the basis that you need in order to provide that type of education. It's much harder for a large school district with the bureaucracy that comes with that to be able to offer these types of things. By being small, we can be more flexible and be able to provide that for our children.
So as a charter school, and from what you're saying as far as the public nature of it, do you have to go through the school board for everything that you're doing and all of and the state of California and all that as well?
Right. So we are subject to the same types of standards that a public school district is. And we are, in fact, a public school. We are not allowed to charge tuition. We are not allowed to select who our students are. If we have more enrollees than space available, then we have to do an open lottery type system in order to determine which kids are able to attend. But what we're able to do is we have developed, we're an independent school. We have authorization from our local school district, and that allows us to operate a K-8 charter for up to 1,000 students. We're going to start with this beginning year, as I mentioned earlier, with K-5. And we're also offering a transitional kindergarten class. And our intention is to continue to grow the school up to that 1,000 number and eventually add 6, 7, and 8 in the few coming years ahead of us, so that a few years from now, you and I will be talking about financial literacy being applied in the classroom from kindergarten all the way through 8th grade at our campus.
So it becomes a little bit, they're building on it. Obviously, a kindergarten student is going to have a different level of expertise and sophistication and need than a fifth grader.
And this is where the beauty of the junior achievement model comes into play. Junior achievement has established curriculum that is focused on children in those different age groups. So let me give you one example of the class that they provide in second grade. The kids that are in second grade do a class that's called Our Community. They learn about the different businesses, the different government functions within the system, the jobs that are associated with that, how the tax system works, how there's tax collection for all of the different businesses, all the different employees, and how that works through the community. They also have a lesson in terms of production. There's a lesson plan in there where they have little paper donuts that they cut out. And there's three steps to making a donut. There's cutting the paper out, there's coloring it, and then there's putting sprinkles on it. One side of the room will do it manually, one at a time, making each child making one donut at a time, going through each of the three steps. The other half of the room will do it in an assembly line, where some of the kids will just cut it out, some of the kids will just color, some of the kids will just sprinkle. And they get firsthand example of how a production line is much more efficient than by doing them individually. That's just one little example of how this curriculum works to help give these children an early understanding of some of these basic concepts.
And then as the troublemaker that I am, you give all of the kids a donut as they're walking out the door going back home to mom and dad.
So this is where our monitoring of our parent volunteers we have to do. But the idea is that the kids have, there's an activity that's engaging. So
absolutely.
We're talking second graders, right? So it's engaging. And it also, as you were talking earlier, it forces them to work together. And they learn how working together as a team can be much more effective than doing it individually.
And it sounds like, that's something that's obviously very simple for kids to understand. And, it's age appropriate. I love the idea that they've got this already done as a junior achievement model. Be interesting to see, down the road, you hate to pit or compare child to child, but it just seems to me like when we look at this down the road and study, 10 years from now, the kids that go through this process are going to have a significant advantage to what some of the other young people are experiencing. And it's just experience. We're going to continue our conversation with Jeff Ball when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
Now until August 8th, get a $70 rebate from SDG&E when you buy a select energy efficient washing machine. Start shopping now at marketplace.sdge.com. You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. As your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by Processing for a Cause. Gotta love it. If you are a business, if you are taking credit cards, you are paying a credit card processing fee. Processing for a Cause, they match the fee you're paying. But even better, they take 20% of that fee and give it back to the charity of your choice. Think about that concept, giving to the charity of your choice. I love that organization. Just check them out. Brexit. 1 month later, the impact on mortgage rates. Yes, it was just about a month ago. The United Kingdom decided to withdraw from the European Union. There were a lot of reports that the world would collapse. Has it collapsed? Yeah, probably not. There's generally a lot of overreaction. The stock market took a big dive and now is much higher than where it was. First-time buyers, though, can count on continued low mortgage rates to help with affordability issues. Similarly, resetting adjustable rate loans will have less of a rate shock. And in some cases may even go lower. What has actually happened? Initially, rates did fall. However, Freddie Mac has reported that rates have stabilized and have actually increased marginally each of the last 2 weeks. This prompted Freddie Mac chief economist Sean Beckett to say, quote, post-Brexit volatility tapered off over the last 2 weeks, allowing interest rates to bounce back a bit from their near-record 30-year mortgage rate lows. Just think about this. The markets always overreact. U.S. is still looked at as the safe haven. And if you're thinking about buying a home, I suggest to you take a look right away, because at some point in time, our economy will get better and we will see interest rates get back to more normal, more similar to the historic numbers that we've seen in the past. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by Processing for a Cause. Continuing our conversation, Jeff Ball, Friendly Hills Bank. Actually, we are chatting about a new charter school opening up the 1st of September, you said, Jeff?
September 1 is our first day of school, and as I mentioned earlier, we're still in the enrollment period. So if you go onto our website, which is kineticacademy.org, you can find the information there for enrollment.
And that's anybody in the state of California. It might be a little long commute if you're in Northern California, but it's actually Huntington Beach.
Right. The school is located in Huntington Beach. We're in Huntington Beach, right off Beach Boulevard, between Yorktown and Adams, if you know where that is. And great area, and we have a nice little campus there that we will be working out of for this first year, and we're excited to get the school year going.
So before the break, we were talking about comparing children, and you had a great comment when you and I were chatting about during the break. So why don't you share that with us?
So right before we went to break, you talked about the idea of comparing kids and the child-to-child type competition as though maybe that's something we should not do. And I would argue, no, it's something we need to do. The idea of participation trophies has never been successful. The idea of being able to compare and let these children know where they stand so that the ones that are not performing as well can esteem to do better. That's really what we want to drive for. When these kids come out of school and they're working in a pizza shop, you can be sure that that employer is going to be comparing them.
Sure.
They're looking at their productivity and their reliability. And so it's important for the kids to get that understanding now. Yes, we can compare relative to test scores, but it's more important that we take it into the classroom from the standpoint of providing the kids that are struggling the opportunities they need and the inspiration they need to advance up to the levels that we'd like to see them at, while at the same time providing continual challenge for the kids that are superstars, that are exceeding the expectations, so that education remains interesting for them. With my own children, I have seen where they come home from school, and they were in a public school this last year, and they come home, and I ask them, what'd you do in school today? Oh, nothing. Well,
typical child
for homework.
Answer.
Yeah, I did the homework. Talk to a child that's coming home from a charter school like ours, and you get a much more engaged answer. And part of the problem for my kids was they got bored because they were in a large class, the teacher was not able to differentiate, and so they got bored with the curriculum. Having this small independent charter school, we can challenge our kids with the smaller classroom size so that the more advanced ones are continuing to find strong interest and advancement in their education, while at the same time we're pulling along the ones who might need a little more help.
Sounds kind of like the guidance. I mean, it's basically our society though, right? I mean, when you really think about it, not everybody's going to be a Steve Jobs. I mean, the government wants us to believe that they can control everything from Washington. And our households really are not that. I mean, there's some people that, and I'm going to argue all day long with folks, college isn't for everybody. Mm-hmm. There are certain people that it's a great institution for. But we need somebody that's going to fix our washing machine just as much as we need somebody that's going to be the CEO of the company that makes them.
That's correct. And we can't assume that every child is going to aspire to the highest level. And there's even those who do very well in college and they come out of college and they have a hard time finding any monetary value in the degree that they earn. It's part of having a free economy.
Sure.
And that not everybody is going to advance, but everybody has that opportunity to advance. And if we can provide them with a strong basis in their education, then you're giving that child every opportunity so they have the tools. I recently was speaking at a college ceremony for graduates that were coming out of their business school. And I gave each of them a pen. And they looked at it and said, oh, gee, nice, a nice little Friendly Hills Bank pen. And I pointed out to them, I said, this pen is just like your degree. It's what you do with it that matters. You all have the same pen. You all have the same degree. What are you going to do with that pen is what matters. So our focus on the financial education and what we're doing with the charter school is to give them that pen, give them the best pen possible. But then at that point, it's up for them to determine what it is that they do with it. But we had a recent survey that showed 40% of U.S. employers state that they're having a hard time finding employees with the skills that they need. And that's certainly true in my industry in banking, especially as our industry evolves into different areas. We need different type of expertise, and it's a challenge to find it. So where these kids apply themselves, where they have that strong base, there will be opportunity.
And I think it also gives us the ability of, as a parent, as an involved parent, which most, I totally agree with you. I believe, my personal opinion again, that when you're talking about charter schools, when you're talking about private schools, they really, you tend to have more family involvement and might help me as a parent say, okay, my child is, if I'm open to it, right? The parent has to be open. If I see that my child isn't doing as well as the next child, maybe that gives me an opportunity to say, you know, something, I need to work with them or her a little bit more to bring them up. And if everybody's getting that participation trophy, that doesn't, you know, I don't have any foundation there, baseline.
Right. Yes, and the role of the school has changed, Ron, because we have a lot more families where both parents work. We have a lot more families that are single parent. And so there's less of that opportunity to do the counseling, to really work with the kids. And that's where the schools have to step up, and they have to provide that focused type education to really get to know the students, not move them through as a herd, but really get to know each of the students and what their capabilities are and what their challenges are, so that we can give them the best opportunities for success.
Now, what happens being that this school is going to be unique in the sense that not everybody is using this this kind of a model? When the young people graduate from the school, will there be a baseline for them to get into some of the GATE programs and accelerated high schools?
Yes, so there will. And we've also had, we're getting started with this, and we feel our children will, coming out, will be very well placed to go into the public high school or private high school. And we may potentially down the road look at a charter high school so that we can continue this educational opportunity. But the important thing is, while we have them, to try to give them the best well-rounded education that we can. And so there's other things that we haven't gotten into yet, but having art education, music education, a true physical education.
Wow,
program,
that's
right?
Novel.
Not just sending them out there to play, but really having PE focused on elements of personal fitness and different elements like that. Foreign language. We will have foreign language for our kids starting from kindergarten. We all know that those early years are the best opportunities for that development. I didn't learn Spanish until I was in middle school. I can't really say I know Spanish. If I had the opportunity to learn it earlier, I probably would have a much better understanding of it. So we want to give these kids the best opportunity we can.
I think it's great. I mean, especially in our society, because we know that we're a melting pot, right? Especially here in California. If you don't know Spanish, people that don't know Spanish in California are at a decided disadvantage, right? You need to know Spanish. You need to know, I believe, Mandarin, English.
And whether it's Spanish or whether it's French or Latin or Mandarin, the idea that they pick up a second language is what's important. The other thing I wanted to say, Ron, is that if your listeners they may not have a child that's in elementary education years, but if you like the idea of what we're doing, please take a look at our website and considering making a donation to support us. Keep up to date on what we do. We have a Facebook page as well. But we feel that this is a great opportunity that we can provide for the families in Huntington Beach and perhaps other communities. We'll also look to develop schools of similar type mind that will benefit our children.
It can be a learning model for everybody. We'll get the information on the school right on our website. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
In the middle of our street, our house.
I think it's a new that you can put on a stick up.
You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Throughout my career, I've developed hundreds of innovative products that make people's lives easier. That's what Cabbage does for small business owners. They've developed a